My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
They argued that some of this did happen during the presidency of President Trump early on, because evidence was elicited and witness testimony about Oval Office meetings and Trump's social media post. The big question is, would those be under official duties, or is this private around the issue of the Stormy Daniels, etc.? Now, it seems to me they would be, at least the social media, more private, but you can make an argument that it's official, and then let somebody figure it out. The Bragg people have agreed to delay the sentencing. And I'm trying to, you know, this is just breaking kind of as we're speaking. How does that play out politically? Because then if he gets sentenced, say, a week before the election, does that get people crazy again? That he's a felon, you know, all the stuff that right in the throes of this, the October surprise. But if it is delayed, then he still hasn't been sentenced. And in the air will be this play to see what Judge Marchand says around agreed for up to 2 weeks?
Yeah, he agreed to delay for up to 2 weeks is what we're hearing.
Oh, Bragg. Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen that officially, but okay. Well, that's a shorter period of time, but to those 2 weeks, what do they do? This Trump move to overturn the Manhattan conviction. I see our buddy John Yu, Dan, is on Fox. Just a note there.
John.
Give him another hit up there. Unless that's an old tape. No, they haven't wanted to talk about overturning this. We have J-Town at 2 o'clock. So it looks like the judge would agree to this, I think. The argument is clear that some of the lion's share of testimony did happen during Trump's time as president. The issue, this will be the first test then, and who's going to determine if this is official business or is it private? Because we don't have the metric. It got thrown back to the lower court. That's why I'm thinking of the delay, Dan, that whatever they do here with the sentencing and all this, but how does Marchand know whether to sentence or not if We don't know what the metric is, what the standard is. Who's going to rule if this is official or unofficial, private? Here's a little bit to give you some background on this.
Well, new court filings show Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg has agreed with Trump's request to delay his July 11th criminal sentencing for up to 2 weeks so that the judge overseeing the case, that's Judge Mershon, could weigh whether the landmark Supreme Court ruling might overturn Trump's conviction altogether. We're now waiting for Judge Mershon's response. The surprise move comes as the court's decision already appears to have dealt a huge blow to special counsel Jack Smith's election interference case against the former president.
Well, the only thing I'll say politically on this, look, I agree with the immunity decision, as you know, but just play this out because it's about winning in the end here. And for future presidents, et cetera, it is constitutional. It is the right thing. Now the fight is, though, and Democrats have been good about this, the wildness and with people in the media saying the president is king. I never thought we'd live to see that day. Just imagine what presidents can do. We can't let them win that battle, because if they do, they're taking something that's perfectly constitutional and perfectly balanced and making us believe Trump will be a dictator on day one. Politically, they're running against the Supreme Court. They're pivoting back to January 6th. That's what Biden tried to do yesterday. So here is a little bit of, Representative Lofgren. I had her on once. It's not Watergate. I wasn't on to it. It wasn't Watergate. It was because she's been there since then. I think she was on one of the Watergate. No, she couldn't have been. That would have. It was some presidential inquiry where she's always one of the nutbags. Here's Representative Democrat Lofgren saying that President Biden then could dispatch the military to kill these conservative justices.
We've got a problem here. If he cannot be accountable, if any president cannot be held accountable under the laws that exist, that's a complete departure from our history. I guess, you know, theoretically, President Biden, acting within the scope of his official duties, could dispatch the military to take out the conservative justices on the court.
Not Sammy Alito, he's packing.
Think so?
Not Thomas and Alito. You're not taking them out that way. You better send rockets in there. But are they going to win in this battle? Republicans have saluted this and all, but they haven't been as good yet at telling us exactly why this is the right thing. All right, so this is a lot of breaking stuff here. And it seems to me the sentencing will be delayed. Now, that would mean certainly Trump will be at the convention then, 2 weeks or more. Is Mershon going to say, well, I don't know how to sentence this because we have this situation around what is the metric to use? Is this official or not? I mean, some of this is tarnished. I mean, you could argue the actions were done before Trump was president, so they were private. But then a lot of the testimony certainly is in the mesh of the presidency. It's going to be interesting to see who sorts this out. All right. Here's a little bit of John Yoo, who has been a little bit like the fugitive here.
Yeah,
we're tracking
what's going
him
on,
down,
John. Come on, Professor.
He's popping in on Fox there. Come on. This is your hometown here. Here's a little bit of what he said on Fox.
Bragg letter agreeing to a potential delay. Trump would have to file his motion by July 11th. John Yoo, the prosecution by July 24th. Do you think Judge Mershon agrees?
The DA here is bowing to the inevitable, and this is a test to see if Judge Mershon really is going to do his duty, or is he really that biased against President Trump? Because this week's decision granting the president immunity, one thing that hasn't been noticed by most people is that it applies in state court. It doesn't just apply to Jack Smith's special counsel investigation. It applies to DA investigation in New York, and it applies to Fannie Willis's prosecution in Georgia. And so all of these cases have to go back now and say and look at, was President Trump's conduct, which he's being prosecuted for, involve his official acts, or his non-official acts. And even if Bragg were to claim that all the activity was involved with President Trump's non-official acts, he still has to scrutinize and clear out anything in the case that made reference to or used President Trump's conduct while president in his official capacity to make sure it didn't infect his trial. So this should delay, unless these guys are trying to really railroad President Trump, this should delay at least them reopen the trial court and if the decision. If it doesn't, this is just another issue that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
President Trump could easily win on appeal in that New York City case.
So what he's saying here is, and I said it a little bit, but here's the payoff. Would we really reopen this case, even though clearly the original actions were when Trump was not president? But how would you take out of the minds of the jurors all the testimony, all the stuff that went into his social media posts when he was president, and also the stuff in the Oval Office around this? Would you say they're not official acts? Is that what they would do? So this opens up. Here's the benefit. You got to look at this, the benefit here. It's going to put Marchand, and he may just, whatever, John, you said there, is smart, may just say, I don't care. It's going to be like we did it before. Well, that gives Trump more of a chance to dismiss this. Remember, you and I know this is a Mickey Mouse court and the whole thing. But there are people out there oblivious to this. And you want to reach them. They're going to be deciding voters. It helps if this appears to be something even more made up. Yeah, I saw that. Thank you. Rudy Giuliani has been disbarred as an attorney in New York. Oh, my God. How the mighty have.
Former mayor.
Going downhill. All right. Now, one other thing, and this plays perfect timing And I'll admit, a large part of this is big picture stuff with me, but also it's personal. I despise Phil Murphy. I despise the wife, too. I mean, he is exactly the epitome of what we don't want in office. But the Inquirer is touting a decision by the Biden administration to say that Atlantic Shores, the Department of Interior, these are the people off Ocean City, Atlantic City, and Brigantine, now can go forward with their wind energy project, which will be just shy of 9 miles off the New Jersey coast. Now, by happenstance, tomorrow we will be at Mulligan's, and our local Patriot of the Year is Robin Schaefer. He's the guy that leads that great organization that is fighting this. And the Inquirer has it wrong, saying this is a win for Phil Murphy after another major offshore wind project fell through last fall. What makes you think, Philadelphia Inquirer, this one is just going to go on trend? There's like 50,000 lawsuit hurdles in front of them. What makes you think we're going to give up and let Phil Murphy win? Let them despoil the Jersey Shore? The turbines would be placed within a 102,124-acre span. Wow. Just think about that. It's a lot of acreage. What's Phil Murphy growing there, hair? In addition to that, their height is about the height of the, 1,048 feet high, slightly taller than the Comcast Tower in Philadelphia. And, again...
Sorry for the delay, folks. Apologies.
I have the number here. I think it's 102 of them that will be put in. And it is personal with Phil Murphy. This guy is determined he's just going to keep on doing this. He's going to shove it down our throat. And once he does it, getting those out of there, I don't see that happening. But I'm here to predict it's not going to happen, and you're part of it. And the Inquirer doesn't get it. You know, they blame fossil fuel companies for putting these people up to it. No, Inquirer, we like the Jersey Shore the way that it is. We don't want this.
As I mentioned a minute ago, we're making up for awful behavior before we got here.
And we also think the whales are on our side, and so is marine life. And this is going to play out in the Senate race, which is a legitimate contest this time around. I got some Menendez stuff here about it's a Cuban thing to keep gold bars in your house. I hope Menendez...
Is it?
We'll find out.
Genuinely curious. We have any Cuban listeners?
I'm sure we do. We'll get some Cuban listeners to tell us you keep gold bars in your house and you keep hundreds of thousands of dollars
first
in suits taped up like in Goodfellas. I thought it was an Italian thing. Goodfellas. Yeah, we got to keep it here.
You keep gold bars in your house?
The dog bones? And I got the $100 bills in that nice suit. I have to remember when I do Inside Story to take them
you
out.
You break through the sheetrock and just pours out gold bars.
And we have wives like Menendez's wife. My God. So it's an expose, you know? And this guy, as I've often said, is a nutbag, you know? You may like some of the more recent stuff. So, Dan, what Vanity Fair puts up is a picture. You know that Kennedy traveled in Southeast Asia, and whatever he ate, he blames for the worm that ate part of his brain episode.
Yeah.
This is even worse, though.
Uh-oh.
He's joking, I believe, but that's bad, too. Holding up what is a roasted dog.
Oh, no.
Yeah, joking about eating that, like with a female bystander, pretending like they're doing that. We don't think he did, but he's kind of mocking the culture there, if that's true. And then you just can't pose holding up a roasted dog. I mean,
yeah,
we're never going to go along with that. I don't care if you say that's our culture, not our. We're never going to go along with that. We're just not. So I don't care whatever the hell they want to do. We're not going to look upon that at all. You know what I mean? It's just completely out of bounds. Makes your skin crawl. So it's like 40,000 words, and it's got that giant picture of him doing that. And let's just say his nonsense with women is typical of the Kennedys. I mean, it's inexcusable. So my point is, They're doing this now because they're really worried. This is all timed out. He's a threat. Because if he gets what currently the polling indicates in a place like Pennsylvania, and they're more worried now that voters disgruntled with Biden. Remember, we're dealing with the smallest percentages. Might consider RFK Jr. now as a protest or something. So watch for more.
Where do you even get that picture?
I'm sure.
Is that so? Matt Corradoni is the one that posted it back to Vanity Fair, and he's a DNC spokesperson.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, trying to bury the guy a little bit here.
A little bit. I mean, how could anyone vote for this guy then? Well, come on, Dom. It's the country you worry about.
I mean, the thing is so barbecued that you can't really tell if it's actually a dog.
Well, that's untrue. The forensics, I'll give Vanity Fair credit.
Really?
Forensically, they
went into it.
They went into it. Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
yeah.
Whether their forensics are right or not, but it looks like a dog to me. And forensically, Dan, they you know, I mean, this is all out. You're dealing with, they're not just going to say, oh, that looks like it. They brought in forensic experts. So let's see if that gets out there all over the place, because he is a real threat. He's more of a threat now because of Biden's difficulties. And, you know, he's a bad guy. That's my take on him. So I've said it before. If you still want to vote for him, breath of fresh air, you like the vaccine stuff, whatever it is you like. I mean, this guy.
I mean, I was gung ho for him until the whole reparations thing he came out with.
Well, I think most of the Kennedys are bad people. So, I mean, it's just pretty simple. They always have been. And he's just of that ilk. And the background, you know, there's stuff in there. I know his father was killed. That's got to be difficult lifelong, obviously. But that doesn't excuse the behavior.
Doesn't it serve conservatives well to kind of promote the guy, though?
Well, yeah, but I'm telling you this because of what people are going to see. Then they can make their own judgment here.
Well, it's hard to make any
gonna,
judgment besides.
Right.
Know,
well, I'm not going to promote him, though, and not say he's a bad guy. I mean, I got to be honest. I can't. Oh, yeah, that guy's great.
Great guy. Eat a dog. Yeah.
But fantastic. I mean, I see where they're going with this. It's time to be all out with this. And particularly, they seem to give a lot of time to it. So here's Mika Brzezinski, though. They have this guy, Sam Stein, who's one of the progressives magazines that's on. And he's making the case, well, you know, if Biden has to step down, everybody will be happy with Kamala Harris. Listen, would you say, Dan, maybe 30 seconds in, Mika makes it known her opinion of Kamala Harris. She's off mic, she thinks. Or something
does
doing
she,
it.
Does she think that?
Maybe not.
Or is it purposeful?
She's off
there
camera.
There are oftentimes I sigh into a microphone that is purposeful, you know? Is
but
that what she's doing?
I'll
here?
Tell you this. Mika is a great sire here. Listen to this guy pitching Kamala Harris, then Mika.
Well, there is a sort of semi-middle ground here, right? Which is Kamala Harris. She's been vetted. She's the vice president. She would inherit the campaign infrastructure. She would inherit the money, whereas anyone else in this hypothetical universe could not. She would be the logical person to take on the mantle. And on top of that, she has some experience debating Republicans at this level, including making the case against Donald Trump, right? That would be the logical extension here. I agree with you. The other ones, they are untested. There's a big sigh there on air. A lot of the other ones are untested, and that would be problematic in its own right.
Wow. You know, Mika really is crazed over this Joe Biden stuff. This is an African-American female, historic, Dan. You can't be putting out the big sigh. Who does Mika think she is here?
I agree with you. The other ones, they are untested. A big sigh there on air.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a really big sigh, huh?
What I think is going on right now is perfect.
I agree with you. The other ones.
You have people coalescing, governor's meeting, wanting to meet with Biden. You have people questioning him around the clock, but you also have the vast majority not trying to push him out publicly. It's the perfect storm. It's perfect. He continues on. He's being wounded up and down the line, and yet they're not going to be able to push him out, at least at this point. All right, coming up, we're going to talk with Ryan Walters. This guy's making a lot of news every day. The head of the schools in Oklahoma put the Bible must be taught. We'll find out what that means. And he says Trump is the inspiration. Let's go to Oklahoma Superintendent of Schools Ryan Walters here in Philadelphia. Superintendent, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, always good to be on the show. Really appreciate the opportunity.
So I read one interview where you said the inspiration, you supported it, but that wasn't the inspiration for doing this, the Ten Commandments. Explicitly, what would a teacher be required to do in Oklahoma around the Bible?
Yeah, absolutely. So, by the way, we were rolling out more extensive guidelines over the next few weeks before the start of school in August. But what they're going to be doing is, listen, when you teach history and when it is historically accurate to talk about the Bible, our teachers are going to discuss it. So I'll give you a few examples. When you talk about the Mayflower Compact and the Pilgrims and the Puritans and the Quakers, how do you have those conversations with kids if you can't mention the Bible or the Bible verses that they reference that encourage them to move to America? How do you describe what Thomas Jefferson meant and how most Americans read we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights? Where do you get that from? What is the Great Awakening? What impact did it have on the country to believe that the rights came from God? How do you talk about that without talking about the Bible? Abraham Lincoln, all the presidents that cite Bible verse after Bible verse, and then one, I'll give you one more, Martin Luther King Jr. We talk about the civil rights movement a lot in Oklahoma academic standards, and we talk about a letter from a Birmingham jail where he literally connects the entire civil rights movement to the teachings in the Bible to show why he believes that he is standing with God, why he believes he's doing the right thing, where his ideas come from. How do you talk about these moments in American history without talking about the Bible? So we're going to make sure the Bible is in its historical context in American history so our kids get the full story of America.
Now, I know you're working up the details, though. The devil's always in the they're attacking you, as we know. You know, that's the preoccupation. But I would have questions, though. What are you telling the teacher to do? Is there freedom there in mentioning it? How do they go about it? What are you thinking on that?
Yeah, no, we're going to be pretty explicit in what the expectations are. So we're going to tell them, listen, when you talk about the Mayflower Compact, you're going to have to include the lines where they mention God and why they felt like God wanted them to go into the new world. So we will be giving those kind of explicit details because that's what we do in our standards. We say, listen, we talk about civil rights movement. You need to mention Martin Luther King Jr. You need to describe letter to Birmingham jail. You need to describe why does he make that connection? So those are the type of things we lay out. And again, we give teachers a lot of freedom. Now, how do you want to teach that, right? Do you have them read it? Do you have them reenact it? Do you have them read, you know, three or four primary sources? So there's freedom there to an extent, but you still have to teach the history. So we will be very explicit. And listen, you are going to let kids know that faith played a role in the decision-making process of some of our most influential Americans.
Now, the inspiration, and I think the one interview I read, they went back to it twice. They wanted to be clear, was not what they did in Louisiana. And I didn't think it was when I heard this from you because you do stuff on your own. But it's President Trump. In what way is it President Trump?
Right. So, you know, I truly appreciate the president tweeted out, you know, shout out to the work that we're doing here in Oklahoma and me by name a few weeks ago of keep going, keep continuing this work. But he has been out in front on this to make America great again. Your kids have to know America. You know, he put together the 1776 Commission when he was in the White House, which laid out, listen, kids have to read primary sources. If you read primary sources, if you read about the country's founding, you're going to see people like Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, that their clear belief was you maximize individual liberties. Those liberties come from God. Those rights come from God, right? And then the people have to be a moral people. They believe that they should have some kind of faith, some kind of morality, some kind of religion to help guide them. Because if you maximize their liberty, they're going to have to govern themselves. Now, again, that's historical. That's what they said. Those are quotations. You can read them in the Federalist Papers. You can read them in the Constitutional Convention notes. Now, again, we're not telling kids they have to believe in a Christian worldview or anything like that. But they do need to understand the founders thought that morality was imperative with individual liberty. So those are the type of things President Trump championed when he was in the White House. He put out great guidance in the 1776 Commission. And he continues to support our efforts right now. And then the other thing President Trump has done, he put originalists on the Supreme Court, not these left-wing activist judges. So we feel very confident legally, if this makes its way to the Supreme Court, with President Trump's appointees, they're actually going to look at the Constitution. They're going to go, hey, what do you know? This is perfectly legal. As a matter of fact, every schoolhouse would have had a Bible in their curriculum until 1963. So of course this is okay. Of course this is legal. So that gives us great confidence legally moving forward also.
When you mention that, though, and the inspiration of Trump, and you are a pragmatic guy, you're a combination of a thinker and also politically, any thoughts, let me put it this way, to waiting? Because given how they come after you, given how they come after this, they're going to say, look at this guy, Trump, inspiration, originalist judges. If he gets Trump in the White House, you know what this guy in Oklahoma is going to do. He's a nation's leader. The Bible, they're going to be thumping Bibles in school. It won't just be historical context. They're just playing with that now. Give that any thought.
No, look, we've been crystal clear on this, and so has President Trump. Hey, listen, this is about teaching our history, okay? Now, you know, we are in this to ensure that our kids understand American history. So, you know, there is no part of this where we are pushing this faith onto kids. It is historically accurate, and frankly, what the left has done is they are lying to our kids. They're indoctrinating our kids by saying, listen, no, there was no role of faith. There was no role of morality. And you look around society today and you go, well, you want to see some of the results of not talking to kids about, you know, the country, you know, for a long time believed, you know, morality was essential in this republic. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? When you strip that out, what happens? You have a society that's completely unmoored from any kind of understanding that, you know, we all bear responsibility to govern our own actions. So, again, there's real-time results for these things. Because, again, understanding our history helps give students the full picture of why things were important to the founders, what was their worldview, and frankly, you just think about it, how do you even explain these different instances in history without the Bible? It doesn't even make sense. Why the pilgrims come here? If you can't talk about the Bible and their beliefs, how does it doesn't even make sense. So it's academic malpractice to not walk students through, well, what did they say? What did they say their reasons were for doing these things? That's the only way you can really study history.
We're talking with Ryan Waters from Oklahoma. Would this be just at the high school level, infusing this in history classes, or do you see it at the elementary middle school also?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll have it in the elementary school also, and I'll kind of walk you through that as well, because you do see, and again, it will, depending upon the grade level, will depend upon the involvement here. But, you know, in our early grades, we talk about kind of that early American history with the pilgrims. We talk about the Mayflower. We talk about those things. So there will be some of that in there. And look, also, we're going to have math and science classes where, listen, when you study some of the great scientists, you know, they talk about they thought God had an impact on what they were doing. They went to the Bible to do certain experiments, and they tried to look to that for references. Again, we're not going to censor those things out. We're going to make sure kids understand the historical context for those decision-making processes. So, yeah, it will be in grade levels all the way through your earliest grades as well. But, again, it will be what's age level appropriate and where it really falls into our academic standards at that time as well.
And this will happen, you think, this coming school year?
Oh, yes, sir. It will happen this upcoming school year, this August.
So this is being framed by the left, too, as a retaliatory move to LGBT. Tell me why that's faulty.
Yeah, I mean, it's absurd, because here's the reality is, you know, the far left, they always do this stuff, you know, where they're offended, they're mad, they're upset. Well, they can be offended all they want, but what they can't do is rewrite our history. And the reality is, you know, there's a great Churchill quote where he says, you know, hey, the further back you look is the further ahead you can see for society. And it's very true. Look, you look back and you got to understand our history to understand why we made the decisions we did. And then, hey, you extrapolate your own, you know, value judgment on that, whether you think things are right or wrong, or should they be very different or should they be similar. That's for the individual to decide. But withholding vital pieces of information from them, like the number one best-selling, most read book in American history. I mean, think about that for a minute. We're not going to talk about the number one most sold book in American history. Well, then what book meets the criteria to be discussed in a history class? Then it's like, well, if the Bible doesn't make the cut, what does make the cut? It has been widely read, widely purchased. It is important for our kids to understand its role in American history, its role in American literature. And again, we've got to be fair to our kids by telling them the whole story.
Absolutely. Ryan Waters, thank you. Thanks so much. We'll catch up once you have all the details ironed out. Have a good 4th of July, though. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love to come back. Happy 4th of July to you, too.
All right. Superintendent in Oklahoma, Ryan Waters. Now, again, you know, that's how my mind goes. It's going to be used to say, see, particularly when I saw Trump inspired this. Yeah, I get it. You can't wait forever on this stuff. Get elected and roll this out. But this is what they're ready to pounce on. in that the idea is, oh, man, you know exactly what these guys want to do. But the point is well taken here. And I got to see the final curriculum. How many times the Bible's going to be mentioned? Is it gratuitous or is it? Yeah. How could you study history and not see that underpinning right from the very beginning with the pilgrims and all the way through? And particularly note the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King. You know, that gets the left going. Oh, Martin Luther King would have been a progressive today, you know, and he would have thrown aside all that religion. I don't think so. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us on the side question, too. What is that all-time photo? Give us your reason why today, National Camera Day. By the way, I'm waiting to see Biden today. It will be the tan Biden or not the tan. You talk about overdoing it. Who is running amok here? We have Dr. Jill Biden on the cover of Vogue. Evita now. She's not Edith Wilson even. She's Evita Biden. I mean, she's taken over. It's clearer that she really has been a driving force. And what I'm sensing here, too, is you're going to have her versus some of the Obama people that are there that want power, too. It's kind of uneasy. All right, we'll get into all that. Your calls, though, are next. By the way, Mulligan's tomorrow. Don't forget, noon till 3. Come on down. Make it a day, or if you're anywhere in the area. And our person of the year, Robin Schaefer, will be there. He's the guy leading the charge against putting these just crazy skyscrapers, despoiling the Jersey Shore, killing wildlife, and just progressivism. This is a monument. These are skyscrapers to progressivism. They're trophies for them. They don't care about anything else. We'll also have Jeff Van Drew, and we think there's going to be some scotch drinking going on there. I'm almost absolutely sure of that.
I also got some confirmation, Dom.
Yes.
Might have some scotch with squash.
Ah, yeah. The sea squash might be entering into this. The new Wildwood impromptu mascot, whose goal in life, and I don't know how we got into this, but we'll try to help, is to someday dance or say hello, at least, to the Philly Fanatic, the all-time great mascot. All right, so there we go. It's going to be interesting to see that part. And we also have the owner of Congress Hall and the Republican nominee for the Senate race, where Bobby Menendez, now we want him to stay in. I think he's still in as an independent. He might take away 3-4%. They're crazy in Jersey of votes. His sister, Caridad Gonzalez, testified yesterday at the beginning of the trial and said, yeah, back in the old country in Cuba, we were able to hide money in a grandfather clock. So it's a Cuban thing, she said, to do what Bobby Menendez did. I don't know if that explains the gold bars. You know, taking $100 bills all taped together and putting them in suit coats like Goodfellas. That's exactly what they did in Goodfellas. I can remember Henry Hill, who I interviewed. Curtis Bashaw will be with us doing that. So maybe that's where Menendez got the idea. The gold bars. I mean, who doesn't have the gold bars lying around?
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what did you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.